This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into another bonus episode of 5 Out. We have a couple things that we couldn't get to in the main episode this week that we wanted to talk about. We have a voicemail that we want to play for you guys. Some comments from Adam Silver about 4-point play, moving the 3-point line back. This is real quick, but we did important things that we wanted to touch on, because Matt and I actually disagree on this, and I don't know where Tyler stands on it. But first, I want to play the voicemail. You guys can leave us these at 5out, I'm sorry, not at, 5outpodcast@gmail.com. You can email them to us there. If you know a way to do it over Twitter and Instagram, at 5outpod, by all means, go ahead. But this is from our guy who's, you guys technically called into the show before, Scotty Donovan.
It's Scotty Donovan from Dorchester, Massachusetts, kid. Hey, I'm calling to the 5-Out Pod to check on how you guys are doing. And also, bro, I got a question for you fellas. I need some advice, dude. So I met this new girl. She's up from Mattapan, kid. And she don't like basketball, dude. She don't like to watch hoops, bro. So the other day we were hanging out and the C's preseason game was on and she didn't want to watch it, bro. She said she'd rather watch the Kardashians or the Bachelorette, kid. I don't want to watch that shit, bro. I want to see Jason Tatum. I want to see Jaylen Brown dunk the shit out of the ball. I want to see Marcus Smart throw his goddamn body all over the place. That's the shit I want to watch. That's the C's. Banner number 18, you know what I mean, kid? Anyways, bro, she's a pretty girl. She's gorgeous. She's got beautiful brown hair. She likes Dunkin' Donuts coffee, bro. She lets me kiss her on the cheek sometimes. I got to stay with her, so I need some advice, bro. I asked Donnie McDonald, but he never answered my text, bro. I think he's doing a bit. He's always in and out of the clinker.
Oh, no.
Anyways, let me know what you guys think. All right, go see. He's been a number.
That's how it ended. That was natural.
That's the best part.
My advice to you, Scotty, find a girl that likes basketball.
I want to see Jaylen Brown dunk the shit out of the ball.
For all that money we paid him, I hope to see that too.
Then go give, maybe go check in on Donnie too, because
Donnie,
I'm worried that he's in the clinker again.
And also, bro, I got a question for you fellas. I need some advice, dude. I met this new girl. She's up from Mattapan, kid.
That's probably the wrong choice right there.
I will say I appreciate he wants to see how we're doing.
He's exploring the world.
I think we're all doing fairly well.
He's a listener of the show. I like it.
Yeah, I appreciate him for that.
Fellas, I need some advice, dude. I met this new girl. She's up from Mattapan.
This is our demographic right here.
We are big in the Mattapan JP area.
Oh, just introduce her to the 5-Out Pod, brother. And, so Scotty, right? His name's Scott.
Squatty.
Scotty Donovan.
Squatty.
Yeah.
It's Scotty Donovan.
Number one listener now?
Squatty Donovan.
Is he past Venice Dembo?
I think he might have passed Venice.
Oh, he's not going to like hearing that.
He will not.
No, he's going to go. Now he's going to go after him on Twitter like he did with Rob. But we appreciate Scotty listening to the show. Also, we wanted to get to the stuff that Adam Silver said. This was on Get Up ESPN,
yep,
with Mike Greenberg talking about possibly moving back the 3-point line. Silver is entertaining or not ruling out a 4-point play. This is probably not going to happen, but here's what he had to say about moving the 3-point line back.
How about moving it back? Moving it back, maybe extending the space on the floor.
Well, Jay, as you know, I mean, we've moved the 3-point line, I think, roughly 5 times in my tenure at the NBA. So that is something we'll continue to look at. I mean, that's where analytics come into play. I mean, for every foot you move the 3-point line back, you can, the analytics will show you what percent roughly you will bring down shooting percentage. So I think that's something worth looking at. It's one of the great aspects of having this development league, our G League, that it's something we're talking right now about with our competition committee, potentially experimenting in the G League. Of course, you get pushback because since now over 50% of our NBA players have spent time in the G League, our GMs and coaches don't want guys in the G League playing with a different 3-point line they do in the NBA, but I think we got to work those issues through.
I think that I don't hate that idea, because I think that now that teams are so reliant on the 3-point line, I mean, look, these are old school people I hear from, but when they inserted the 3-point line, it impacted the basketball for the worse.
So are they moving the... Are they making the court bigger? Because, like, in the corner, you can barely... How many guys step out of bounds when they're in the corner?
Yeah, you can't move the corner line back.
So he's talking about...
And Taco Fall's feet wouldn't fit in the corner.
No, it wouldn't. That's it's not point. Big
those,
enough.
It would not.
Those shoes are freaking gigantic. Yeah. I remember I saw them in person for the first time. I was like, what the frig, man? Those are like boats. But, so, yes, you can't do it in the corners, obviously. I mean, they wouldn't eliminate that. They couldn't. I mean, that's the most efficient shot in the game, right? Is it the corner shot?
It is. It's the shortest three on the floor.
So then that's guys are going to look for that more.
Well, then what are they going to extend? They're going to have to extend the court if you want to extend the whole three-point line.
That would be weird.
See, I just think it's, I don't know. I'm not a fan of moving it back. So where are we going to put it?
If you moved it back, you'd probably, what? The corner three is like a college three still? It seems like
so.
It.
I think so.
The NBA three at like the top of the key, that's a long shot.
It is a long shot.
I don't know what the goal is.
The goal is to then promote more two-pointers and then not have everybody sort of on
yes.
Three.
More two-pointers.
Yeah, bullshit. People are still gonna people are still going to shoot threes.
He just doesn't like the idea of twos.
Twos, if you shoot twos at the same rate you shoot threes, then you are an inefficient player.
I don't think they want the games to actually start turning into, 150 versus, 150 to 140 contests where everybody's just raining down.
You know what they need to do?
No, maybe let them play defense?
That one. And number two, get away from that bullshit defensive 3 seconds.
Oh,
I like that.
But that's going to make it harder to get in the paint.
I don't care.
It's still going to promote more threes.
No, because then you can press up and guard.
Mm.
If that makes sense to you. I don't know.
No,
it makes sense to me.
It does make sense now. I get what you're saying. I mean, I'd be fine with that, too. Anything to allow more defense in the game, and that's where I look at moving the three-point line back. That would in some ways help the defense, or at least it wouldn't just be so much no more five out, I guess.
Yeah.
The show would still exist, but the offense we'd see a little less frequently.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I think. I think there's other rules to affect how, you guard the 3-point line. Because I think in college basketball, it's not like three happy and all that. I mean, obviously,
they're just not as good of shooters at that point either.
Maybe.
Usually
maybe.
Not.
Typically, I guess.
Typically, that's typically.
I don't know. I just think the NBA. I'm with having the game change so it's not guys just chucking threes. I'm
right.
With you there, but I don't know if moving it back solves it. I think there's other rules you could change.
Allowing more physicality.
Way more physicality,
and then
no more stupid defensive 3 seconds. That way, Taco Falls would be more, be worth something. Then
that's very true. His value would skyrocket. That'd be a great investment.
I'm with Matt though. If you want to take down the shooting percentages, allow them to play defense, hand check, that type of stuff. I'm not configuring the court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like those ideas more now too.
If you're going to change the NBA, you're not going to change the actual look of it, and in terms of like the court and the dimensions, because.
I've done it 5 times,
right.
Which I didn't know
so
that.
I just asked you guys, what is the goal of this? And it's to not have 140-type games, but the reason that's happening is because shooting has never been better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because it's too close to the rim for the value of the shot. A 3-point shot has never been harder.
Would you
master it now.
Would you agree with this too, though, Ty? Like, I agree with the shooting part, but do you think defense is at an all-time low?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely
I think it's a combination of things. I think guys are better shooters, but... You can't tell me you go watch a 90s game and you tell me it's the same type of atmosphere defensively.
And the problem is that fans don't like defense. That's
no,
the other thing you're
not.
Into.
That's why they made that 3-second rule in the first place, to clear up the lane so people can go in and there's no help defense. There's less help defense.
Every time you talk about any sport making change, it's always about how are you going to help offense. But now the NBA has too much offense. I mean, if you're scoring 140, 127 in a playoff game, to me, is still absolutely absurd. I mean, we were talking about that in the main episode where it was the Bucks and the Pistons.
Yeah.
They scored 127, I think, in each game against the...
But also, if you're going to move back the line, you're taking out... Like, the NBA is the one sport. You fall behind 20, it's not over. And in the NFL, what is a 20-point lead?
Right.
What is that?
It's over.
Two touchdowns?
Depends on who you're playing, but yes.
In baseball, that's 4 runs, 5 runs.
Right.
You're never recovering either of those sports when you're down that much. In the NBA...
Baseball, you can. No time limit.
It's super rare. The NBA is the one sport where if you have a shit first quarter, you can
yes.
easily come back.
Game of runs.
But that's what the NBA is.
It's because of the 3-point shot.
Yeah.
It's all because of the
wild.
Three.
It's all because of three, yeah.
Right.
So, you're making
the Warriors worse? I mean,
yeah, I like the idea. Well, Steph can shoot from half court. So
not
he's
a Hall of Famer,
gonna,
by the way. Not a Hall.
Not
of
a Hall of Famer. But I definitely like the idea more of just the reason I like it is because I feel like it allows for more defense or makes it less inclined to have a high scoring affair. Personally, I'd rather see more defense, so I'd much rather have more physicality. I just don't see that happening. The defensive 3 seconds, I think, is a good rule. Get rid of that. It's a good rule to remove, excuse me, but I don't see that happening when because then that's going to make it hard for them to throw down in the highlight plays and all that crap, too.
You guys might know better than I. On that the defensive 3 second rule, when that was around, that was, what, instituted 20 years ago?
It's been around for a while.
Back then, there were zero big men shooting threes, like none.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the complete opposite now. Like,
yes, that's
a lot of guys
immensely.
Do that. Yikes. So you don't have the centers camping and blocking. Like, you're not going to have Dikembe. You know, if he played in today's game, he's guarding guys on the perimeter. Like, he's not as
right
usual
now,
as he would have been back in the 90s.
But it takes a weak side defense away.
Right.
That's what it does. So, like, if I'm playing defense on the perimeter as a, like, on-the-ball defender, I'm not probably going to pressure as much, one, because of the rules, right? The hand-checking is crazy, right? You can't even, you know, breathe on a guy.
No.
And two, you know you don't have that much help on the weak side because the guy's on the other side. If I'm on the weak – if my guy's in the opposite corner, I can't stand where in college and everything else where you're taught to be in the help position, which is on I call it the tape, which is whatever, the basket line. You can't even be on the basket line because that's defensive 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have an option. You can either go stand on the near side of the paint, but that leaves your guy wide open in the corner, or you stand on the opposite side of the paint, and now when the guy drives, you're too late to go over and help. Or now you have to go over and help, and now that, you know, then you're in a scramble mode and a closeout mode. So that's why it does affect the game. And I get it. More people shoot threes, but it does affect how you play defense.
That was a brilliant breakdown.
Sorry.
I'm just so caught up in here in your basketball
Sorry.
Wizardry. No, what are you apologizing for? I'm not being at all sarcastic.
I think it would change stuff. I think it would.
The defensive 3 seconds.
Yes. I think it would change the scoring.
Of course it would change things. There's a reason that they have it still. Yeah. I think it would have a huge impact. Well, I think we've solved the NBA's issue. So Adam Silver, you can thank us later. Five Out Pod. If you haven't already, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or I guess if you're listening, you already have. But make sure you tell a friend. Leave us a rating and review. Send it to us on Twitter or Instagram at Five Out Pod to redeem your free t-shirt. Limited amount, larges, and XLs only. We will talk to you guys again next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.